KPND, depend on us. Investigators are gathering evidence at the plane crash site south of Sisters. Kelly Blyer has our report.
The FAA and NTSB are both scouring the wreckage looking for clues to Monday's fatal plane crash. Killed in the crash were two men, 52-year-old Patrick Franzen of Bend and 68-year-old Harry League of Chicago. Lieutenant Chad Davis with the Deschutes County Sheriff's Office updates the investigation.
I would imagine days is an appropriate time frame for the scene, and it could be, from what I've told, weeks or months before they give any kind of determination in the cause of the crash, but I'll leave that up to them for the time frame. That's just what I've heard.
Patrick Franzen flew St. Charles Airlink for the past decade. He was also an instructor for Lance Air. He is survived by his wife and two daughters. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
No new cuts. That's the word from leaders of the Ben Lapine School District. Superintendent Ron Wilkinson first told 1110 KBND News about that budget direction 2 weeks ago, and that message was confirmed last night in a budget meeting. Our news partner, News Channel 21, was at last night's meeting and spoke with Deputy Superintendent John Rexford.
In terms of impact on students, that means 3 to 4 less school days, higher class sizes as they go to school on a daily basis, fewer materials. Those are the kinds of reductions that have been made to make sure that we live within our means.
They'll be working with about $124 million next year, slightly less than the $125 million they had for the current year. The district also says they are fairly conservative with their money in the first biennium, and as a result, they will not be hit as hard as other school districts around the state.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 7th from News Talk 1110 KBND.
It is 5:07. Today's traffic and weather brought to you by AirLink Critical Care Transport, providing skilled medical care and transport at a moment's notice, 24 hours a day, every day. For more information or to become a member, visit airlinkcct.org. As far as the roads go, things are looking fine this morning. Nice warm temperatures to start the day.
1110 KBND weather.
Showers are likely today and possibly even a thunderstorm after 11 a.m. Look for some increasing clouds this afternoon. Highs near 66 in Bend.
44, 44, 44, 44. I mean, that's just pretty much the story. We're in the mid-40s throughout most of Central Oregon. Bend is the hot spot today. We're at 47 degrees. It's 5:08. It's currently National Crime Victims' Rights Week, and in Deschutes County, many victims will never get paid back, even when the judge orders restitution. Victims Assistance Program Coordinator Diane Stecker says a bad economy here means more property crimes, and some victims are never made whole.
If the case is resolved or if they're convicted, most times the judge will order the restitution to be paid to the victim by the offender. Sometimes the offender is unable to pay the full amount.
Stecker says the victim may get his or her money back in payments over many years. Last year, the Deschutes County District Attorney's Office filed about 4,400 criminal cases, and of those, about 2,400 had listed victims.
In other local news, bidders gathered in front of the Crook County Courthouse for a livestock auction, but they were greeted by Crook County District Attorney Dana Vitalins announcing yesterday that they are postponing the auction until May 4th.
We need additional time in order to make some arrangements to conduct the sale properly because we need to do it right. We can't do it haphazardly.
She tells our news partner, News Channel 21, that the county itself may want to bid on them because it legally does not own the animals. They were seizures but were responsible for their care. If the county is the top bidder, they could then turn around and legally adopt out the animals individually and recoup their cost.
Personal use firewood collection in designated woodcutting areas of the Deschutes National Forest will open April 30th. Permits are $10 per cord with a minimum 2-cord purchase. Each household may purchase up to 8 cords annually. Forest Service officials say it's the responsibility of the permit holder to read the firewood synopsis to determine which trees are available for cutting and restrictions with off-road vehicles. 1110 KBND News Time, 5:10.